The Bend Park and Recreation Board aims for a November bond request. Board member Dallas Brown says a big turnout for the presidential election would increase the chances of passing a parks measure. He says the $31 million property tax-funded bond would probably be used to buy land to help improve the river trail and for several large projects.
The priorities for us are to acquire land while the market's where it's at. It's the best time for us to build our surplus of land, and we're concentrating on land that's on the Deschutes River so we could preserve that area and connect the Deschutes River Trail. That's something that we've wanted to do for years, and that's one of the main priorities.
Brown says a recent survey shows people are supportive of expanding the river trail. Other big projects that could become part of the request include an ice rink, a skate park, and dealing with sediment in Mirror Pond. He says the board will hold public hearings to get feedback. Hundreds of area skiers and snowboarders were left frustrated after last night's Mount Brat Bachelor Forum at the Riverhouse Convention Center. An article in the Bulletin says the winter sports enthusiasts begged operators of the ski resort to change plans for a four-day-a-week spring ski season back to 7 days a week. Resort president and general manager Dave Rathbun says they wouldn't change the schedule if they didn't have to, and they'll stick with their original plan. Rathbun says a decline in revenues from a difficult early season makes a full spring schedule unfeasible. The mayor of Redmond says he's disappointed by the theft of city artwork that was displayed downtown. A popular bronze bird sculpture was stolen from its perch outside of a downtown Redmond store. The 3-foot-tall blue heron was worth about $8,400. Endicott says it was insured and the artist has agreed to create a new sculpture, but it's still discouraging.
It's just the fact that somebody would resort to that is what's upsetting to me. I mean, as a piece of art, it's gorgeous, but as a piece of scrap metal, it's not worth much. And so who knows who took it or why they took it, but, you know, I don't know if somebody went and stuck it in their backyard or if they're trying to melt it down to sell the scrap. We just don't know. But certainly all of the scrap dealers have been contacted all around the extended area.
The mayor also presented his State of the City address yesterday. He says 2011 was a year of budget challenges. A 50-year-old Lapine man is in the Deschutes County Jail following a high-speed chase Tuesday evening. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Troy Bauer was arrested after a neighborhood dispute that ended with an intoxicated and uncooperative Bauer taking off in his car going speeds of up to 70 miles an hour. After he lost control of his car and crashed, he was arrested and taken into custody. Bauer is charged with drunk driving, reckless driving, attempting to elude a police officer, and failure to register as a sex offender. Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110. KBND.
A landslide completely shut down the Sandy Am Pass yesterday. Happened at Hog Rock, a frequent trouble spot. ODOT's Lou Torres says crews are trying to keep up with all the snow.
There's a very steep face there where we typically will have problems. We'll have these small little slides that come off of there, and then some other avalanches around it. It's just an area that we have to usually pay a lot of attention to, so it's not unusual that it happened there. But like I said, though, we have a large quantity of snow up there right now.
Several downed trees on Highway 20 from Sweet Home East are also wreaking havoc. Crews from both sides of the pass are working to clear that area. ODOT has asked drivers to avoid most passes if possible. Go to tripcheck.com for the most recent closures, conditions, and winter storm warnings. And the snowstorm that hit the Willamette Valley yesterday owes thanks to the current La Nina weather pattern. Kathy Dello, Deputy Director of the Oregon Climate Service, says this La Nina is almost gone.
It can continue through the spring. It's officially waning, and it's expected to end by the end of April.
She says March snow in the western part of the state isn't uncommon, but this much snow is rare. A 1951 storm brought 5 inches of snow to Eugene, and a separate storm that year dumped 7 inches of snow on Portland. For these stories and more, check us out anytime at KBND.com, and we will get you instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 6:35 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.